I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Freedom, it's a tantalizing word for Christians living under Iran's oppressive Islamic regime. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says this month, a new Christian television station went on the air targeting Iran. Tippett's team is part of a partnership that has figured out ways to utilize technology in an effort to share the gospel.
It's almost like a virtual church that we're providing. So what would be happening in a church setting is what's happening in a house setting. And I've become their teacher pastor, so to speak, and helping them to grow through that. And it is really an exciting development to see these new believers growing in Christ.
Next, between prohibitive costs and availability, there are many church leaders who are ill-equipped for ministry. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says they ship materials all over the world to meet that need. But the other side of the success story is...
We're really in a shortfall. We sent out over 350,000 pounds of material last year. So it's left us kind of on a slow start this year. I think the better job we do, the more people find out about it, and word of mouth, and it just grows and grows and grows.
And the Jesus Film Project is encouraging Christians to reach the lost with the gospel this Easter. Since stories have always been the best way to convey an important message, the Story of Jesus for Children DVD will tell the gospel story that young and old alike can understand. DVDs are available in two versions. Each one contains English and seven other languages, allowing you to share the gospel with people in their mother tongue. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have the all-new Mission Network News daily email update sent to you absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.